Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As Montana students return to school amidst social distancing, face masks, enhanced sanitation protocols, and spectatorless high school sporting events, the Montana legislature is wrestling with many of the same challenges. This week, the Legislative Council, which is made up of members of the House and Senate leadership, met by video conference to discuss what the 2021 legislative session might look like. At first glance, it appears Democrats prefer a virtual session with committees meeting remotely and very few staff in the Capitol. Republicans, on the other hand, want a fairly normal session with enhanced COVID protocols in place to mitigate the spread of the virus. The solution, in the end, will probably be a mix of the two, with some saying that social distancing will be achieved automatically when the Republicans show up and the Democrats stay home. All joking aside, the solutions being proposed present some real challenges for those of us who lobby for a living, and the Legislative Council meeting itself was a good example. Although we've all become more adept at video conferencing, the awkwardness of the systems are still a real problem. Even the fairly small Legislative Council meeting was painful to watch. When it came time for a vote, some legislators had stepped away from their computers while others couldn't get themselves off mute. Just imagine 100 members of the House of Representatives trying to debate and vote on a bill. Even more important from our perspective is the public's right to participate in the process. A virtual session with no lobbyists and the public limited to virtual testimony would be a legislator's dream. Those of us who work in the Capitol know that very few minds are changed by public testimony in hearing rooms. The real horse trading goes on behind the scenes in face-to-face meetings with legislators, sometimes in chance meetings in the hallways in conversations that legislators would rather not have. Having the vast majority of legislators safely sequestered in their own homes far from the general public destroys the accountability and transparency built into the process. It also makes it much easier for games to go on behind the scenes. Much like a Navy ship, the Capitol is one big rumor mill, and lobbyists who are paying attention can pick up useful pieces of information just by being in the hallways. We often get wind of a bad bill and notify you, our listeners. You, in turn, contact your legislators, and the bill dies. That's how the process is supposed to work. A virtual session would turn that whole process on its head. And the biggest challenge of all would come in the final days and hours of a session. Things are happening quickly, almost too fast to keep up. We find ourselves chasing down legislators, or legislators chasing us down, for clarification on a bill. It's the crucial point in any session, and once again, legislators would be safely sequestered beyond the public's reach. As I said, it's a legislator's dream, but it's a terrible way to make law. We hope that the legislative leadership will take all of this into account as they design a session that will guarantee maximum accountability and maximum transparency. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.